This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. God accepting me, and part 10. Today we're looking at Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 through 9. You know, it's amazing that we rely today on technology. All of the things that a lot of us do now are relying on technology. The fact that you can hear my voice right now, live, across the world via the internet, is through the power of technology. And sometimes that technology lets you down, as it did for me this morning. We have three computers that are constantly working, and we have a fourth computer that we need now and again, but it's not important if it's not working. But these three computers are vital. And one of them decided to do a Windows 10 update, and it took ages and ages. It must have taken nearly an hour. And consequently, we were on the air and I needed computer 3 and it wasn't there. And when it finally came back, I noticed I had to configure all of the broadcast settings, which took me ages. And I was just thinking, Lord, what would we do if we didn't have this? What would your response be? And I know what it is. Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the church in Ephesus. And we're looking at chapter 2 and verses 8 through 9. Paul says this: God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we've done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. I've gone into verse 10 there because I felt it was important. But just knowing this, God saved you by his grace. What is grace? Well, simply put, God's grace is God's unmerited favor upon your life. We don't have to worry anymore. We don't have to think, am I obeying the law? Am I doing that which the law of Moses stated I should be doing? Am I watching what I eat? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Constantly on your guard. Well, Satan would want you to think that you do, because he wants to condemn you. He wants to whisper in your ear and say, no, you're not very good, are you? You're not getting this right. And sometimes that voice can be so gentle. You really are messing this up badly. Really, do you think you're a Christian? Do you honestly think that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you honestly think that you are saved? Do you honestly think that when you go from this land, you're going to glory? well, you've got a lot more to do. You've got a lot further to go before that happens. How often have you heard that? Or words to that effect? Well, I can tell you, it doesn't come from him. It doesn't come from your Father in heaven. It doesn't come from the Lord Jesus. And it certainly does not come from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit convicts you. He never tells you that you're not going to glory, that your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He never tells you that. So therefore you know that you know when the Lord is speaking into your heart and when you're listening to the satanic voice. You know that. God accepting me. God accepting you. And how does he accept you? By his grace. When you made that decision that you would believe. But the Lord had already put his finger on you long before you made a decision that you were going to believe. And I keep saying this, my belief is no longer, it is now a knowledge. It's not a belief. It's a knowledge. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation, says verse 9, is not a reward for good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. You know, when you consider the British royal family, and you consider the work that they do, and you consider, if you like, the benefits that they have with the wealth that comes with what they do, with the way they are treated, where the red carpet is laid before them, anywhere they go, they are honored all over the place. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it because of what they've done, because of the work they've done. They get that treatment, that honor, that glory because of the household they were born into. They get it because they happen to be born in that family. But beloved, here's the wonderful news. You are far more honored in God's sight. You are far more honored because of what God has done through Jesus Christ for you. Because you have been adopted. In other words, you weren't born into that family. But you were adopted. You were adopted by our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. You were chosen. You were picked out. The Lord looked at you and said, yeah, I want that person. I want that person. I'm going to have that person. You were picked. You were chosen. Isn't that awesome? I'd rather be chosen than born into a family. I'd rather be chosen and picked by my Heavenly Father than being born into it. You know, we live in such precarious times at the moment. Times have changed since I was a child. Times have radically changed. It would be hard for me to say, yes, it's a good thing, or no, it's a bad thing. but times have changed. We live different lives now. Our children live different lives. Our grandchildren live different lives now because of the way times have changed. But there's one thing that stays the same. There's one thing that remains. Faith. Actually, three things. Faith, hope, and love. And Paul tells us that the greatest of these is love. Because your daddy, your heavenly father, loves you so much that when he sacrificed his son on the cross at Calvary for you, he then said, "You are no longer under law. Because of my son, you are now under grace." And what does that mean for us? It means this, that when we do something wrong, and we do things wrong all the time, Paul says in Romans the 3rd chapter and verse 23, we all sin and fall short. Well, know this, because we do something that is radically wrong, because we go against what God wants for us, because we turn away time upon time upon time, we turn away from him, then this is what happens. He says, "It's okay, because I forgive you. It's okay, because you are saved by grace." God's unmerited favor upon your life. You are saved by grace. So don't listen to that small voice. That small voice that tells you you are condemned. But listen to the gentle voice of the Lord in your heart that says, you are saved. Listen to that voice that says, you belong to me. You are my child, and I love you. And one day, you will be with me in glory. I go to prepare a place for you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you power in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.